Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
So I guess the thing we're all going to have to determine here after we hear from this young gentleman is... Well, I guess he would call himself a young woman because he, at some point, states he's trans, although he looks just like a dude, like a regular dude. Like, he's not making any effort to look like a woman, but he says he's a trans woman. Anyway.
You're a dude, dude.
Is he crazy? Is he stupid? Is he ignorant? Because those are all three different things. Or is he a mixture of all three or whatever? But, so there's this guy.
You almost need, like, the little scales. Like, he's a video game character. You know, his speed rating is 6, his power rating is 8, his maneuverability is only a 3. So you gotta have the crazy meter, the stupid meter, and the ignorant meter.
You mentioned video games. I want to get this joke on because I heard this is a meme my son said. I thought this was funny yesterday. The idea that you know, the world is just a video game, life is just a video game or a simulation or whatever, you hear that now and then. Life is just a video game. And the rating on A Life Being a Video Game is, the animation is amazing, but the storyline and characters suck.
I would agree.
Wow, that's good.
That is anyway, good. So, this guy, Nate Friedman, maybe you've seen him on the YouTube. He shows up at various things and sticks microphone in people's faces and asks them questions. In a very friendly way, and they beclown themselves. And, you know, it's like the Libs of TikTok thing. It's just the people on the left get upset about this, but, hey, nothing untoward is happening here. This is your people spouting their nonsense. This guy is just – Libs of TikTok just airs it. This guy, Nate Friedman, is just airing it. That's all he's doing. And an interesting thing during this interview, I don't know if we have it in the clips, but a couple of people came up to Nate while he was interviewing this guy. This woman, who kept saying, "Hey, don't talk to him. He's a Zionist. He's on YouTube all the time." I don't know what that means. But this is the giant pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protest in New York, which was huge and should have gotten more news coverage. And a lot of the people there are just flat-out pro-Hamas or flat-out anti-Jew. And like this guy that was being interviewed, Nate Friedman doing a man on the street at the big protest in New York City yesterday. We got a bunch of this, but here we go.
So, is this the trans flag?
This is the Palestinian flag mixed with the trans flag.
Okay. What do you say to those who say that trans people would be killed in Palestine?
I mean, I don't know about that, but I know that I'm standing here today. At least 50% of the Gazan government needs to be trans women. Like, Muhammad herself, was, in fact, a trans lesbian.
Muhammad was a woman?
Yeah. Islam is a trans idea, it's a trans religion. If Muhammad herself was a proud trans lesbian.
In Iran, the morality police, and also in Gaza, they kill trans people. Like, do you think that that's not true, or...?
I mean, I think they're secretly Jews if they do that. Because no Muslim would actually do that. Like, Islam is a gay religion.
They ask Muslims in Gaza what you would do with trans people. They say, we don't have that here. We kill those people.
I mean, I don't know, but that's why we need to protest harder, that we need at least 50% of the Palestinian government to be trans women.
How do we make...
So he's one of those people that has got the trans flag, whatever that is. I didn't know there, there was they had their own flag, but is the, you know, trans people for Palestine, which, as a lot of us have pointed out, that's like a... combination, an anomaly, non sequitur, contradiction. I mean, it's all kinds of things. I mean, there's not a more anti-LGBTQ group in the world than your Islamic fundamentalists.
Right, right. I, you know, I hate to always lean on the obvious example, but it's a lot like Jews for Hitler. That was a, those club meetings were sparsely attended.
But so
because
this
that would be insane.
But this was a new wrinkle. I don't know how many people believe that, that Islam is a, that Muhammad was a woman and Islam is gay friendly. And then when you hear the stuff about Islamists going after gay people and killing them, well, those are actually Jews.
Wow.
Okay, this guy goes on.
How do we make that happen?
I mean, we have to protest. We have to push, put pressure on the Jews who control the world to make this happen. Like, they own everything. We have to make this...
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm Italian and Muslim.
Yeah. So Jews own everything. Yeah. How do you think that happened? How did Jews start owning everything?
I don't know. They use their dark magic, I guess. Like,
I'm Jewish, and I would like to have some magic, but I don't feel like I have any magic. How do you think I can access this dark magic?
I don't know if you're maybe using your magic on me right now.
No, if I am, it's the first time ever hearing about magic.
Because we used to have, like, the thing where you would tie a stone to the leg of a witch and dunk her in the water, and if she floated, she was a witch.
Should we do that with Jews?
Yes.
Okay. Should we do that with Jews across the whole world?
Everywhere. And there's the other one where you, like, put the Bible on one scale and the Jew on the other, and if they're lighter than the Bible, they're a witch.
So his argument that the new government of Gaza needs to be half trans women.
Yes.
Again, how much is this is nut picking in that this is one individual kook?
Well, and wait a minute. Wait, that's blatantly discriminatory against trans dudes. Don't they get a say in Gaza? In his world? What the hell? I'm sorry, you were saying?
Well, he is carrying a trans people for Hamas flag or banner. I mean, what the hell? And it doesn't appear that people that have those are being shouted down by others saying, hey, that doesn't make any sense. They would stone us to death. There seems to be some support for that attitude.
Right.
In that crowd.
Right. Yeah, you know, it reminds me of the great piece by Eli Lake that we featured from the Free Press about the Red-Green Alliance.
Yeah.
And how that really took shape in the 70s in Iran, where the Marxists and the Islamists realized that they both wanted the overthrow of the establishment.
We're going to hear from a guy, because I came across this last night. So the protests, you know, yesterday was the second anniversary of October 7th. So there were a lot of protests around the country, and there were some counter protests. And we got a guy who moved here from Iran. We'll play it later. But that's exactly what he said. Look, I'm worried about what's happening here in the United States. I moved here from Iran. I've seen this before. The college crowd, and the Islamists always get bond together. The woke crowd and the Islamists gather together and become a powerful force. And he said, I see that happening here. That is exactly what it is. Anyway, let's get back to this one kooky man woman.
Should we just kill all the Jews, though?
I think so.
Yeah.
We need to throw...
You shouldn't talk to the Zionists.
Here they are?
Am I? I'm a Zionist?
Don't talk to them.
We're on YouTube, too.
Can I look up what you do on YouTube? Like,
well,
we're just
having a conversation now.
I mean, not now. I'll do it later.
Yeah. So we should kill all Jews. How should we kill all the Jews?
We should throw the Jew down the well, so that my country at least can be free.
And which is your country?
Well, America.
America is your country.
But also Palestine. I mean, I stand with
Palestine. Also Palestine.
Okay. I'm not from there. I've never been there.
Okay. The reason I want to play that, no matter how crazy he is or isn't, or how many people he represents, he just said out loud, we should kill all the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden claims he ran for president because people were saying less than that at Charlottesville, in that big protest there, that a person ended up dying because a nut job drove a car into the crowd and it was horrible. But, they will not replace us was their chant that got everybody all worked up. They weren't bold enough to just flat out say, yeah, we ought to kill them all. Like this guy did. And everybody just ignores it. Well, you know, he's just a college kid and what does he know?
Well, he's one of many people who are saying that now. Systematically ignored.
Okay, I want to wrap up his little conversation here before we move on to talk more about it. Go ahead.
Are you trans?
Yes.
Okay. So do you believe that you could stand in Palestine safely as a trans person?
If we succeed, I would be one of the first trans members of the new Palestinian parliament.
Okay.
See, that's clearly a crazy person. I mean, a simpleton.
But how many people believe that? I mean, if you're carrying, if you're
that specifically, not many. But well, that in general,
right, the whole trans. Well, I mean, the trans for Palestine. What are you talking about? Okay, one more, and then we'll be done.
Dunking all the Jews in the world in a well seems inefficient. Is there a faster way to kill all the Jews?
I mean,
Hitler was pretty good at it, right?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so
ovens to do this, and it would go so much faster.
And so. There are
and
people,
conservatives are the fascists? Okay.
And there are people gathered around this interview that have the same flags and everything like that. And, like, nobody's jumping in and saying, whoa, dude, that... I mean, like, if I'm protesting for something and there's somebody who's, like, way out of line that's going to hurt my cause, what I believe in, I would jump in. I think most people would. No, they're perfectly fine with him spouting that sort of stuff because I think they agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
That's so nuts! And the fact that it gets zero coverage in the news versus if you got, you know, you have a preacher somewhere say one thing or a military dude or whoever, giant national story representing millions of MAGA people's thoughts.
Right. And the danger they pose. Yes.
Right. The big danger in America is white supremacy.
Wow. We've got some much more serious people than him spouting the same attitudes a little bit later on.
Half the government of Gaza should be trans people.
Have a rally in, I think it was New York, where the guy's saying we need to do another October 7th, but stronger, more and more.
Yep. Yeah. And again, a bunch of people gathered around and listening and everybody, you know, nodding their heads. It's not like people are saying, whoa, 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 that's too much. I think Gaza, the Gazans are being treated unfairly, and Israel's gone too far. But another October, nobody's saying that.
No, and it's right down the street from the New York Times, and funnily enough, they didn't have a reporter available to cover it.
Yeah. Any thoughts on any of this? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With Team and Training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train. And take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Some business news. Costco announced that they're going to start selling Ozempic and Wegovy. So now you can go to Costco, get a hot dog, some Ozempic, and see who wins.
Anybody know what it's going to cost at Costco? Do they mean at the pharmacy or just like in the aisle with the medicine? Do you know that?
I don't know the current state of it. I know that the companies are working very hard on getting a pill form of those drugs out, because is it a weekly jab or a monthly jab?
It's not over the counter yet. Surely not. No.
No.
Okay,
no.
So it's the Costco pharmacy. Okay.
Right. Hey, by the way, I was just reminded that the Nobel Prize in Physics went to a trio of guys for their work, mostly in the 80s, I think.
Yeah, but quantum physics. We talked about that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, quantum mechanics, and you're going to try to explain that to me?
Well, what was interesting to me is that, it was stuff from the 80s, which usually your Nobel Prizes, other than literature, are not like, lifetime achievement awards. They're more something that happened this year, a big discovery. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting to me that this was based on stuff that they discovered way back in the 80s that has allowed us to have all of the AI computing power. Practically everything that we're doing is because of stuff that they invented or came up with in the 80s around quantum mechanics.
I think these guys ought to be prosecuted, not given awards.
As witches? Inflicting
the internet on us.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks for nothing. Also worth noting, there's some economic stuff out, including the fact that gold prices rose to $4,000 per troy ounce for the first time in history.
A troy ounce, you say?
My favorite kind of ounce. The rush to gold likely signals increasing doubts about the stability of the U.S. economy as investors scramble for alternatives to the dollar. Meanwhile, the Republicans just saying, look, you said these COVID subsidies were temporary. We're just saying, yes, they were temporary. Let's go back to the other numbers. And Democrats are acting like it's a betrayal of all that is good and holy, even as, you know, globally, people are looking at the U.S. economy and saying, I don't know. Kind of
gold.
Crazy.
Gold at 4,000 an ounce, man. If I had any gold fillings, I'd be prying them out.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. Pawn them. And then, you know, the other somewhat concerning figures that are floating around these days is that the hiring numbers, as best as they can figure them out with the private organizations, because perhaps you've heard this, the federal government is on a bit of a vacation. They don't look good. And the narrative that we have two economies, AI and the rest of it, I think is true.
Ugh.
And at least, you know, these numbers are difficult to put together with any great accuracy, but half of the economic growth we've seen over the last year has been AI stuff.
Well, remember,
and that's
the,
like half a dozen companies.
Well, remember the stats I had last week? One of them was like 90% of the growth in the NASDAQ. I mean, they're just stunning, stunning percentages for your AI part of the stock market. The problem being, it could be a bubble. So if it is, then, oh, wow.
Yeah, that'll be wacky.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. So coming up next half hour, Pam Bondi, America's toughest middle-aged hottie, goes before Congress and swings both of her pretty fists and it lands blow after blow, more or less. And the media beclowns itself.
Yeah, that's a daily story. No kidding.
One of those stories is that Des Moines superintendent of schools, who was, I mean, he was like a fake everything.
He claimed he had a PhD but didn't, right?
And he claimed he had a degree from one place, and it was maybe from another place or maybe not at all.
Claimed he was like teacher of the year of some sort of thing and then found out that that award doesn't exist. I wish I'd have done that. I'm only jealous that I didn't pad my resume that way when I was out there.
I read the rest of that email from the guy talking about a really important engineer in California who, at some point, for credentialing reasons, one of the junior engineers had to, like, list him as a reference or whatever, and he couldn't find any record of this guy's engineering degree. And it turns out this guy was one of a really important engineer in the 20th century in California. He never had a degree. He was also a brilliant engineer, and they went back over all of his work. It was flawless. He just hadn't bothered with the academic rigmarole.
Yeah, I
had no patience for it.
I feel like you'd be outed in something like that if you didn't have the actual skills, whereas being a superintendent or something, I mean, you could pull that off forever.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if you feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
A
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew in this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'm not going to be lectured to you about integrity by someone who lied about being in the military just to be elected a senator. Senator, I don't think a lot of people like that you were out protesting with Antifa.
Right. I don't know the answer, Senator.
Yes, you do know the answer.
Don't call me a liar. You know, Senator Schiff, if you worked for me, you would have been fired because you were censured by Congress for lying.
Will you support that request?
Will you apologize to Donald Trump for trying to impeach him?
I guess the answer...
Pam Bondi, feisty, in front of the Senate yesterday, grilled about Trump's retribution campaign, the weaponization of the Justice Department, Jack, what some call lawfare.
I noticed, ABC News said, the White House pleased with Bondi's performance, I thought, which is code for them saying she did pretty well. She stood up pretty well to the grilling. To the extent that it matters, none of these hearings matter freaking at all. They are barely a story the day they happen. They disappear into the ether, and then that's it. So
they matter because they entertain me.
Well, yeah, they're entertaining, but they have no political lasting effect.
Oh, no. Unless, you know, you get a particularly good zinger in and they run it on your local news for a while and you see your poll numbers go up by 1.5%.
Or it's so good you get to use it in an ad for your next campaign.
Yeah, but it usually is a standalone event, as you pointed. It's not like, we have uncovered something very intriguing here today, and a subcommittee will be investigating it. Well, even if that happens, nothing really comes of it. But I did appreciate this exchange, though, with Senator Blumenthal, the congenital liar.
I can finish answering the question. I'm not going to be lectured to you about integrity by someone who lied about being in the military just to be elected a senator.
That, of course, to the a reference to the story that, indeed, that is what Dick Blumenthal did. Here's good old Brian Williams. Whatever happened to Brian Williams? Got back caught being a fabulist. And
yeah, this is from back in the day when Blumenthal got caught, what Bondi was referring to.
And a big U.S. Senate race in Connecticut got blown sky high today when the leading Democrat in the race got caught in a lie over his military service. Richard Blumenthal, who is the state attorney general, has said in the past he served in Vietnam. He did not. He served during Vietnam. The New York Times reports he received 5 wartime deferments and he served stateside in the Marine Reserves. Today, Blumenthal said he misspoke.
I will not allow anyone to take a few misplaced words and impugn my record of service to our country.
Problem with that is there's videotape of Blumenthal saying that he was in Vietnam.
Yeah. It's amazing that he went on to win, is still a U.S. senator, and is regularly on committees where he lectures people about this and that about the military when he was out there completely lying about having fought in the biggest war of his generation. It's just, the politics couldn't be worse.
I know, and you hear crap like that. You people want more government, bigger government, the government to have more power, be in charge of more things. Who do you think the government is? It's Dick Blumenthal, and many like him. Unbelievable. This was an
odd
moment. Yeah.
That is incredible. Yeah. I mean, there are really
misplaced words.
There are zero standards for anything. You get to lecture people about patriotism or honesty or the military, this or that, when you are out there completely lying about that? It's amazing. Yeah. Anyway. Whatever, that's an old story. That ship has left the station.
What's interesting is that the guy's still in the Senate and has power, and people have just kind of let it go by the wayside.
That's what I'm saying. That train has sailed. I mean, the people apparently don't care about that.
Well, and it's not like he claimed he played for the Dodgers. He claimed he served in Vietnam.
Right.
Oh, for God's sake. Anyway, this was an odd moment with Ted Cruz and good old homespun John Kennedy and Pam Bondi.
And I'll point out, Senator Kennedy has a new book about testing negative for stupid, so I hope I test negative for stupid. I hope I meet the threshold of
you
your book.
You do meet it, and I talk in the book about the tattoo of the Backstreet Boys on your back.
Look, I can't help that you don't want to reach young people. I think young people are the future, damn it, and I'll do whatever steps are needed.
Backstreet Boys?
That would be on Vice President Vance's playlist, I heard, that got hacked.
Was this part of the hearing yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, shame I missed it.
Yeah, like I said, just entertaining as all get out. Wow. Wow. So to the topic of the hearing, I've been trying to decide, because there is a certain amount of the Justice Department weaponization that's more open and aggressive than it's been in the past. On the other hand, there's been plenty of open, aggressive weaponization of the Justice Department in the past, just the media ignored it.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned...
Because they agreed with it.
I don't think I'm allowed to post it. I know I'm not allowed to post it. But so Mark Halperin, in his newsletter a couple weeks ago when this story first bubbled up, he laid out all of the lawfare that has gone on from the Justice Department at the behest of a president since the early 90s. I mean, it's just a common thing. It doesn't mean it's good. It's just getting more and more common over the years, and, you know, it's more blatant now, but... It's been happening for a very, very long time. It is not a new phenomenon.
Right, right. And it's difficult as conservatives because the referee is on one team's side, meaning, you know, the mainstream media. Although it's worth repeating every so often that if you're under 40, especially, you do not get your news from mainstream media. You get it online from TikTok and the, whatever the algorithms feed you, which is probably worse. But anyway, yeah, so you have the refs just calling penalties on one side, and I can't, there's part of me that thinks, you know, Trump is almost doing us a service by bringing this out into the open and saying, all right, you did it to me, now I'm going to do it to you. How do you like it? Because if sanity prevailed, if there were adults in charge, we'd all say, okay, all right, everybody, it's time to back off. Let's all agree this is unproductive, it's bad for the country, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think those adults are in the room anymore. Especially with the greatest Satan, perhaps, the greatest devil that was ever unleashed on the American politics, small dollar donations online.
Mm.
You get nothing donated to you for saying, hey, it's time for us to remember our principles and this weaponization of the Justice Department or the justice system. We need to have a high bar, a separation, blah, blah. You'll get $20, cha-ching, donated online. But if you say Donald Trump is Hitler and he needs to be in jail, somebody will pour in.
Or if you said, I think you should die and I'd crap on your grave. You'd make thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes, and you'd run for Attorney General in Virginia. Yes. Yeah, so I don't know where the salvation is. I don't mean to be discouraging.
You are. You're discouraging.
I know I am. I'm discouraged. I can't help it.
So I
coming
mention,
up, the media big clowns itself, yes?
And I want to mention this every hour. So one of the lead stories everywhere is how lots of flights are being canceled or delayed, and then they're going to talk to people in airports. Yeah, my wife had to drive up and get me because they canceled this flight, blah, 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 because air traffic controllers, government shutdown, blah, 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 without ever mentioning they haven't missed a paycheck. They haven't missed a cent yet. If they're not going to work, it's purely a political move, all right? It is not because you can have the air traffic controller on there talking about child care and I got kids and my wife and house payment cover. You haven't missed any money yet, all right? And not until the 14th when the next check comes out has anybody missed a dime. That's an important part of the story, in my opinion.
Right, right. Yeah. So that, and excuse me, also we need to get to some of the more serious speeches and chants at the pro-Hamas rallies around the country yesterday. On the anniversary of the brutal murder, torture, rape, abduction, slaughter of innocent kids at a music festival, the side that did that was supported by lots of young people in the street.
Queers for Palestine.
Among other things, the things they said. We'll get to that before long as well.
Cool. All that's on the way.
Love you. Armstrong and Getty.
October is here, and while you're busy carving pumpkins and planning costumes, cyber criminals are plotting their next move. Don't let them turn your October into a nightmare.
This Cyber Scaries month, arm yourself with Webroot Total Protection. With real-time antivirus, firewall, and network monitoring, and Web Threat Shield, you'll be protected from malware, ransomware, and phishing scams. Their identity protection includes dark web monitoring and up to $1 million in expense reimbursement for stolen funds.
And that's not all. Webroot Total Protection also offers a secure VPN, password manager, yes, and unlimited cloud backup. It's everything you need to keep your digital life safe.
And you can get 60% off Webroot Total Protection at webroot.com/Armstrong. This offer is only available for a limited time, so act now. 60% off Webroot Total Protection at webroot.com/Armstrong. Make this October a cyber secure one with Webroot Total Protection. Visit webroot.com/Armstrong today.
webroot.com/Armstrong.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
forgot to put on my Dodgers hat. Dodgers play today at home. I got to get my Dodgers hat. I'm on the bandwagon, man.
Bandwagon jumper. Fake fan. Boo! Boo!
A term I do not recognize. Fake fan, as opposed to, I don't know what that means.
Boy, the Brewers are beating up on my Cubbies. I think Brewers are headed for the World Series, but we shall see. That's why they play the games, Jack.
Not good for ratings, I'll tell you that.
No. Good ball team, though. So, welcome to the major media big clown themselves. Hey! That's enough of that music, Michael. It's annoying. So I came across a couple of stories in a row during my rigorous preparations for the show today, Jack, that...
For some reason, that music and the circus and everything like that reminded me of the Jerry Seinfeld bit where he says, what is this circus? What is going on here?
Right. Right. Describing the acts.
Is anybody enjoying this?
Katie mentioned to us off the air, Katie, are you handy, that her ex went to clown college or something?
Clown. Yeah, he went to clown school.
Your ex-boyfriend went to clown school.
Mm-hmm. He could juggle like nobody's business.
Is that what attracted you to him, or did he do this after you? Well, you dumped him, and he went off on a bender and ended up in clown school.
No, this was something I learned while we were dating.
Okay. And was that a red flag, as they say?
It was just kind of, it was more like a why. I didn't really go any further.
Was it an ongoing effort at the time? Or was that in his hazy past?
It went to a bunch of different kind of like art schools, and clown school was one of them. Yeah.
Did he wear
clown
the big
community
shoes?
College, clown grad school.
Did he wear
big
the big shoes?
Red nose, all of it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, he was committed. You got to admire that. Nice. Yeah, you got to dream big. Yeah. Interesting. Well, you wanted to be a circus performer as a kid, right, Jack?
I did, but I was a child. I was not a grown man.
Not a 21-year-old man.
No. Yeah. Would he, like, put his hands behind his back and all of a sudden give you a bouquet of roses that was made out of a balloon?
Oh, yeah, and, like, 38 handkerchiefs coming out of his pants. You know, it's crazy.
Oh, hey, speaking of Wisconsin, as we were, I roadied for a summer for a band called Jugular that with two Gs, and they played, like, what would you call, like, Kenny G jazz, but more upbeat than that, more rockin' than that. And had a couple of jugglers.
What?
A musical juggling act.
Wait a second. Is this a real story, and how have I never heard this before? You roadied for a combination Kenny G juggling act?
Well, Kenny G, if you had balls, man. Yes. Yes.
What?
Yeah. And they were nice people, too. And,
how have I never heard this
carried the gear
before?
Around, listens to the show, drank free beer.
What was the audience like?
They played music festivals. Like, they played the Milwaukee Summerfest.
But, like, middle-aged women? I mean,
the Milwaukee tie-in, which I had failed to make, and I apologize for that.
Who was digging the slightly more up-tempo Kenny G with juggling act?
Drunks in the sun, it appeared.
Okay.
People at a music fest. They were very, very good. But again, more like your fusion funk jazz. Kind of melodic.
So Wisconsin was home of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus summer. That's where they camped in the summer and getting ready for the year. And we went a couple times, I think, when I was a kid, and you'd watch them practice and do other stuff. And that's where they would, like, you know, it was like training camp for football teams. It was like training camp for the circus. And they would do their high wire act and their juggling and all their different things. They're getting ready for
them. Little did the bearded lady know that bearded ladies would soon be a dime a dozen. Poor confused kids. Anyway, back to the media thing. You've probably heard the story about the Des Moines, Iowa superintendent who turned out to be an illegal immigrant and a gun-toting nut and also didn't have the degrees he claimed to. Well, the New York Times had a big featured story on it. And I thought, yeah, okay, well, the headline caught me. The superintendent's bio seemed too good to be true. It was. Ian Roberts rose through the ranks of American education with talent, charm, and a riveting backstory. He was also hiding a shocking secret. I thought, oh, this is remarkable for the New York Times. And then I read their unintentionally self-beclowning story. I'm going to read you the lead here. School district leaders in Des Moines drew up a detailed wish list when they set out to hire a new superintendent in 2023. They wanted someone who could increase reading scores. That's great. Perfect. Improve the math skills of black boys. Why black boys in particular? Probably because they were bad. You'd think they would be worried about everybody, but that's fine. I get it. But in their three-point description of what they're looking for, point number three is adhere to an affirmative action plan and much more. Most of all, you've got a short list of qualities the person must bring to education. And item number three is adhere to an affirmative action plan.
Wow.
Most of all, and, well, ironically, you know, this guy's story, but most of all, Des Moines Public Schools needed a galvanizing leader who could meet a moment shaped by the aftermath of COVID and the racial justice movement of 2020. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why does any school district in America worry about affirmative action plans and the racial justice movement of 2020? This is an indictment of Des Moines schools. Anyway, his application seemed almost too perfect. Spent most of his career in urban school systems, charismatic, hands-on administrator, wrote books, gave speeches, boasted of degrees from brand-name universities. His life story was compelling. An immigrant from Guyana who competed in the Olympics and spoke bluntly about his experiences as a black man in the United States. But then the next weird part, they were in love with this guy, wanted to hire him. Red flags would pop up. The district learned about a past brush with law enforcement and a misstatement on his resume about where he had earned a doctorate. He just completely lied about his degrees. How, New York Times, is that a misstatement on your resume?
Wow. So did they do this story like after?
But Des Moines officials moved ahead to hire him anyway.
Yeah, that's the punchline to the story, is they found out that his PhD was fake and that he was a liar and scam artist, and they hired him anyway, which is just crazy.
Yeah, and they said he was a U.S. citizen. Turns out he was not, which to me is the least of the problems here in this story. It's just amazing. Then this story from... Yes?
How much time do we got, Michael?
1 minute.
Could we jam this in here real quick? This clip from Steven Pinker, it's really short. Hero to the left, thinker Steven Pinker on DEI. That's clip 10.
You know, I have nothing against diversity, equity, and inclusion, but you know, as Voltaire said about the Holy Roman Empire, it was neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. And diversity, equity, inclusion is it imposes an intellectual monoculture. It favors certain groups over others, and it has a long list of offenses that mean you can be excluded.
Good for Steven Pinker saying that out loud to an audience that didn't want to hear it, because that leads to the sort of crap you just heard with that Des Moines educator.
And he was clearly a DEI hire himself.
Yeah.
Diversity means more Marxists. Equity means Marxism. Inclusion means including more Marxists. I didn't get to story number two in the media be clowning themselves. The Wall Street Journal writing about the government shutdown. It is ironic and amusing. We'll get to it next hour. If you can't be here for next hour, grab the podcast. Subscribe to Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Dr. Halbert here. Are you tired of standing in front of the pain aisle wondering which product really works? That's exactly why I invented BlueStop. It took me 10 years to perfect BlueStop's unique and effective formula. As a surgeon, I saw how stiff joints, sore muscles, and body aches kept too many people from enjoying life. BlueStop works fast, absorbs quick, and smells great. No prescription, no waiting. It's on the shelf right now at Walmart. Feel the difference.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.